When Alan Greenspan uttered the phrase irrational exuberance in 1996, markets worldwide tumbled. Yet the Dow would triple before spectacularly crashing in 2000, exactly as economist Robert Shiller had predicted. What drives rational people to collectively lose their minds when it comes to asset prices? The answer lies in a powerful psychological feedback loop. News of price increases sparks enthusiasm, which spreads like a contagion, drawing in larger classes of investors. This creates a naturally occurring Ponzi scheme where early investors profit from later arrivals, all driven by the infectious narrative that prices will continue rising indefinitely. History reveals this pattern repeating with remarkable consistency. Looking at U.S. stock data since 1881, Shiller identified only three periods before 2000 when price-earnings ratios reached extraordinary heights, each followed by devastating crashes and decades of subpar returns. When Shiller constructed his cyclically adjusted price-earnings ratio, he discovered the millennium boom's peak CAPE of 47.2 far exceeded even the 1929 peak of 32.6. The market wasn't responding to fundamentals. It was caught in the grip of a powerful psychological phenomenon that would eventually unravel with devastating consequences. Market bubbles emerge from specific conditions. In the late 1990s, the internet's arrival in homes coincided with strong corporate earnings, creating a misleading connection between new technology and economic prosperity. This technological revolution occurred amid Western triumphalism after communism's collapse and growing materialism. Political factors contributed significantly. The Republican Congress created a pro-business climate, while the 1997 capital gains tax reduction from 28% to 20% encouraged longer-term investments. Demographics also played a role. Baby boomers entering peak earning years drove up prices through retirement investments. Media transformed market coverage, with dedicated business networks providing constant information. Traditional newspapers rebranded business sections as money sections with investment advice. This increased exposure functioned like advertising, creating familiarity with investment opportunities. Institutional changes accelerated the boom. The rise of defined contribution plans, especially 401ks, made employees responsible for their retirement investments. This forced financial education promoted stock ownership, while 401k structures subtly directed allocations toward equities. Market bubbles grow through powerful feedback mechanisms, primarily price-to-price feedback. Rising prices boost investor confidence, attracting more participants and creating a self-reinforcing cycle. Market exuberance manifests more as diminishing fear than expectations of extraordinary gains. The percentage of investors expecting market declines dropped from 34% in 1989 to just 7.4% by 2001, while expected gains remained steady around 10%. These psychological mechanisms operate largely unconsciously. During the 2000s housing boom, 87% of homebuyers attributed price increases to economic conditions rather than psychology. The media amplifies these feedback loops by shaping public attention, explaining why markets globally often move in tandem despite different local fundamentals. This is why housing booms spread sequentially from Boston to London to Paris to Sydney in the mid-1980s. This time it's different, perhaps the four most dangerous words in investing. Speculative market expansions typically coincide with beliefs in a brighter future. These new era narratives emerge from market booms rather than economic data. The 1920s bull market thrived amid technological advancement. Automobiles transformed American life. Radio created the first national entertainment medium, and sound movies replaced silent films. These visible changes fueled proclamations of a new era just before the Great Depression began. The 1990s generated similar thinking. Michael Mandel's 1996 Business Week article justified high valuations through globalization, high-tech growth, moderating inflation, falling interest rates, and surging profits. The decade recycled themes from earlier booms, claiming the death of inflation and the end of business cycles. The end of these speculative bubbles stems not from external factors, but from feedback within price movements themselves. The 2000 stock market collapse wasn't triggered by specific news, but by a collective realization that the emperor had no clothes. When fundamentals provide weak guidance, psychological and moral anchors determine market levels. In ambiguous situations, investors rely on available anchors. For stocks, the most common anchor is recently remembered prices, explaining day-to-day consistency. Other anchors include past prices, contributing to trend reversals, round number milestones like Dow 10,000, and previous price changes. The 52-week high creates particularly powerful psychological barriers that markets struggle to break through. Moral anchors connect market levels to comparisons between investment narratives and perceived consumption needs, often taking on ethical dimensions tied to our identity. The millionaire next door reinforced the moral superiority of frugal savers, providing an attractive investment rationale without requiring technical analysis. Overconfidence poses special dangers in financial markets. Studies show that when people claim certainty in factual questions, they're right only about 80% of the time. Even professional investors aren't immune. Mutual fund managers often trade excessively, reducing returns through transaction costs. This overconfidence explains high trading volume, as rational investors would otherwise recognize that half must be below average and avoid trading altogether. Financial trends sweep through society rapidly because people who communicate regularly develop similar thinking patterns, creating collective movements that drive market price swings. Solomon Asch's conformity experiments showed people readily accept majority views even when contradicting obvious evidence, a rational response based on experiences where contradicting groups led to errors. This explains why many follow prominent analysts despite contradictory fundamental analysis. Even rational individuals participate in information cascades, producing collectively irrational outcomes. Like diners choosing restaurants based on crowd size, investors often follow previous investors without revealing their own information, as seen during the 2017 cryptocurrency boom. The human mind evolved primarily for direct interpersonal exchange, optimized for communication that aided survival. This explains why dramatic market narratives spread faster than technical analysis or complex financial theories, which don't trigger the evolutionary communication patterns that prioritized immediate threats and opportunities. For decades, efficient markets theory has dominated financial thinking, claiming prices reflect all public information and suggesting consistent market timing profits are impossible, as mispricing would be eliminated by smart money. Yet mispricing persists. During the 1990s internet boom, eToys reached an $8 billion valuation, exceeding Toys R Us's $6 billion, despite the latter having 400 times greater sales and positive profits. eToys filed for bankruptcy in 2001. Edward Miller's 1977 paper explained this persistence. Short sales constraints prevent smart investors from profiting when they recognize overvaluation but cannot borrow shares to short. Evidence shows only a fraction of stock market volatility stems from news about future dividends or earnings. Campbell and Schiller estimated just 27% of annual U.S. stock market return volatility might be justified by genuine information about future dividends. Our financial institutions embody centuries of wisdom about managing volatile markets. Modern innovation must balance sophisticated theory with human psychology. Recent developments show how financial systems can redirect speculative impulses towards social challenges, from social impact bonds to benefit corporations pursuing both profit and social good. Finance's future will involve blockchain and artificial intelligence, but success depends on designing systems that work with human nature rather than against it. Creating institutions that encourage beneficial behaviors while providing guardrails against excess.